B'yam Darkecha, on page Yud Ches, we began Baruch Hashem last week to learn the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Again, the tachlis of this sefer is avoided. Everything avoided, what to do. I was just thinking how, you know, we have now in the lobby the artist's rendering how the building is going to look in Mitzvah Hashem in the future. So I was just thinking when I walked and opened up the sefer that if there would be like an artist's rendering of how each one of us is supposed to be, you know, like in the people that we want to become and the Jews that we want to be. But that's what the sefer is about, but you can't let it be just a picture. You have to make it something that's real. And that's what the sefer is, Mamish, very lemaisavik. So we're talking about the beginning of that possibility of becoming Be'emes Yahavi Yisrael. Be'emes Yahavi Yisrael. And we understand that that's not Shayach Mitzad the Guf. Mitzad the Guf, Mitzad the exterior, each and every one of us is very different. And differences have a way of breeding, if not contempt, thank you. Not a fair statement. If not contempt, then distrust, distance, a feeling of separation, that's what differences cause. It's the human condition, it's sad, but that's how things are. So what is the common denominator that all of us share? And it's not some political statement, it's the mitzvahs of who we are, it's the Nishmas Yisrael. That chelik apnimi, that nitzoy tzel luki, it's in each and every one of us. That v'yahavtu racha kamoicha mamish. In Chassidus, it's been taught that kamoicha means kamoicha mamish. Ani Hashem. That Ani Hashem, that presence of Elokus in each one of us, is that which binds us together. Because it's be'emes kamoicha. Be'emes kamoicha. And when a person is able to be in that place, so then all of the things on the outside, not only do they not create a distance, a feeling of distrust or dislike, but a person is able to see in everything, in another Jew, that everything is filled with chen, mamish filled with chen. So let's go into the Darche HaAvoda. Page Yud Ches, Beis, Darche HaAvoda. Actually, I don't know if he did footnote Yud Zayin. You know, Ezra's not here. Ezra was always telling him he had everything marked up. I don't know if he did Yud Zayin. Let's turn foot into Yud Zayin. I think that's maybe where we're up to. Mishu Neman Hashem Yisbarach, v'tamed mechapes is Hashchina Kedaisha. A person who is always looking for the Shechina. Azay kishu mistakel al Yehudi, someone whose eyes are always open to look for the Shechina, for Hashem's presence. So when he looks, kshehu mistakel al Yehudi, when he looks at a Jew, whom is born in Bekach, he thinks about this. Shekol Yehudi uchelek elokom yimel. He thinks about this reality, since he's a person that's looking for the Shechina, not just when he opens up a safe. He's looking for the Shechina in everything in life, wherever he goes. So he's looking for the Shechina when he sees another person. So he's mizbein Bekach, shekol Yehudi uchelek elokom yimel. That this person is a chelak elokom imal. Vazmiyad yargish yedidus ve'ahavidlo. And he's able to feel right away. He's feeling a friendship. And ahav and love. Kimisha oyeves abba, oyeves abanim, staklal. Every Jew is a child of Hashem, is an extension, kivyochel, of that shechina in the world. So if you love the Father, if you love the Shechina, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you love the children. The Hainu, Shemiroi v'ahav l'Shechina HaKadosha, that because of one's great love for the Shechina, Nucha l'hargish ahav l'chol Yehudi, one can feel an ahava for every Jew, Ayidei Sheniru b'yis HaShechina Shabbai, by staying focused on the Shechina that this person. Sh'oysan kol kach oyhavim. When when a person feels be'emes that the whole pnimius of his metzias is the aura of the Shechina that's shining inside of him, v'gam b'chol Yehudi urayas ha'Shechina shemazgalas bo, and in every Jew he sees this Shechina shemazgalas bo, huyuchel b'kalus lahargish kesher v'achdus am kol Yehudi. He's able in a very easy way to feel a kesher and an achdus with every single Jew. Throughout time, Jews who have been screaming for achdus, people who are not Shema Torah Mitzvahs, people who love other Jews but are not Shema Torah Mitzvahs, they've had a hard time. They use the word, everybody uses the word achdus, they're always trying to find that which we have in common. What is it that binds all of us together? But we see that with all of this talk of achdus, unfortunately there's a tremendous lack of achdus. Because there are naturally historical, cultural, many, many other things that bind Jews together. There were all these articles during the elections, how what was going on, that such a sin between, you know, Jews with Democrats and Jews who are Republican, like Kilu. These are two different types of Jews. There's a Democrat Jews, a Republican Jews, a Shtiyah. And we have to unite under one banner. What's that one banner? Either Republican or a Democrat. That's the one banner. Or we have to look out for the welfare of every Jew in the world. But there are all kinds of opinions of what is in the best interest of all the Jews in the world. What's the best interest of all the Jews in the Yeshul? The best interest of all the Jews that sit in your row in Shul. The best interest of the guy that sits next to you in Shul. The best interest of the person that you're living with in your house. And with these things, there are always going to be chilukei days. You could give speeches from Haim Bismorgan about how Jewish brotherhood and achdus and we're one people and all that. You could put your arms and you could sway a little bit. And then when there's lo aleinu, when there's some kind of an attack against Jews, everybody feels that it's one of my brothers, one of my sisters. It just lasts for a couple of minutes and a picture or two and it's finished. But the second that somebody thinks differently than you, the second that there's that you have this feeling that this person's way of thinking and acting is not in my best interest, so then it falls back into the... It's just like any other person. Whether he's a Jew, he's not a Jew. The fact that you're both Galicianos, you both come from Hungarians, doesn't really do it. And that we stood together at Har Sinai. These are all Diburim Ba'alma. These are just words that people say. But at the end of the day, it's not what unites Jews. It doesn't keep Jews together. And therefore, we even see in Metzius, it's so obvious that over time, when Jews are not connected to the Shechina Kadosh, are not connected to Yiddishkeit, that they slip away from our people. It's a matter of a few generations that they're no longer part of Am Yisrael. So they also come from the Avos, and they also talk all about Jewish unity, and they also say we love Israel and we give money for this and we support Jewish ideals. All those are diburim, but without the Shechina Kadosha, we can't stay together. It hasn't worked. Without the Shechina, we can't be together. So that is the only thing that unifies Jews. All the other things are on the surface. But you have that lahavli, you have the bagoyim too. So you have two Irishmen, they also there's ideas, both became totally shikr, not just on New Year's, they were machmen the whole year. They were shikr. And they used to drink together in the pub, you know, someplace outside of Dublin they used to drink together. And they liked to sing the same filthy songs and they have many other things that bind them together. as far as their culture, their language, their history, the things that they feel connected to. It's not what it means, Jewish unity. This is Jewish unity that we're learning now. Ki yachshav anachnu neshama achas mamash. Five lines up. Anachnu neshama achas mamash. That myself and this other person is in the Neshama Achas, that that was mischalik, that was divided into two bodies, two gufim, to two different bodies. Kol Yehud Yehu Eiver Echad. Mitoch Guf Sholem. Every Jew is an Eiver, is a limb of that that one mitzvah of Knesset Yisrael. The entire difficulty that we have loving another person, especially someone who has different ideas, somebody's a Democrat, or somebody is a Litvak, or somebody is a Chassid, or somebody is not religious, or somebody is has blue eyes or brown eyes, or somebody, you know, took my seat in shul, or took my aliyah, whatever it is. The reason it's so difficult, it's only because you feel that you're a separate mitzvahs. So anything that's not shaykh to your mitzvahs, it's natural, as I said at the beginning, that when something is not shaykh to your mitzvahs, it's natural. Mimela kol dovah she'eino shaykh eilav, kol shekein dovah she'mafriya lo, and especially if it's somebody, if it's something that bothers you, there's something about this person that bothers you, about his ideas, even about the way he looks, about the way he talks, about the way he dresses, that bothers you, and he's a separate mitzias, who margish richuk mimenu, causes you to feel distant. And once there's that feeling of distance, so then sin is not very far away. Hatred is not far away from feeling distant. It's very, very near. So let's learn Darche Avayda. Tchila yishtoike glizkais lahavis Yisrael. It doesn't just happen by itself. A person has to want very, very badly to live in this mitzias of Shechina, of Neshama Achas, and to want it v'yispal of Neshem Esbarach l'Yisrael Yizakei L'zeh. And like everything else in life, you have to daven very hard. She's a keulaza. When was the last time? Think about when was the last time you felt a little bit something negative towards a person, towards a Jew that was different than you? That something or something happened. When was the last time you davened, please, Rabbi Yisrael, please, I'm begging you, help me to love this person. It's a short tefillah. It's a simple tefillah. Rabbi Yisrael, help me to feel that I'm not distant from him. I'm not separate from him. Even though he did this, and even though he's different, or even though he said something that I don't like, whatever it might be, help me to feel neshama achas, neshama achas, neshama achas, neshama achas. Those two words are enough. If you repeat them over and over, neshama achas, over and over, neshama achas. Gam yilmad b'svarim ha'medabrim mi'ahavas Yisrael, and to learn the svarim that speak of ahavas Yisrael. To think deeply about this, so that this truth of Neshama Achas, of the Shechina, penetrates. So first there's a tefillah, there's always a tefillah, that's how you begin. To set aside, so that's always a person should always, with a tefillah, especially when you feel the service of something negative, but not only then. A person should be kaveh azman. A person should set aside a time. And he brings in the note that the best time is every day before davening. We know that according to the Rizal, before you begin davening, before you say Matayvu, you say Harini Mekabalei Mitzvah Sashel V'Hav Parecha Kamaycha. I accept upon myself the mitzvah V'Hav Parecha Kamaycha. That's before you daven. Those are the words that you say. Each one of us should say those words, Harini Mekabalei Mitzvah Sashel V'Hav Parecha Kamaycha. Before you talk to the Rabbi Yisrael, you say, I'm Mekabalei upon myself the mitzvah V'Hav Parecha Kamaycha. So we see that the Arizal was Megala, that it's very, very powerful that before you daven, at the very beginning of the day, before you start anything, that you should chazed the soul, you should think about this, you should say the words. There should be a zman kavur. And not just to say words. Then it becomes just part of the rest of the rituals. To set aside time to think about this. A few minutes here and there to think about this. Achaveiro. To think about some of the people that you know. To daven, to say, help me to feel in this person. Hashem, help me to feel your presence in this person. To feel that neshama, the neshama achas, and to be mizbainin in one of your friends. To be mizbainin in a person that you know. To be mizbainin in a brother, in a sister, whoever it is, a parent. To be mizbainin. Repail. Al chaveru. Echshu be'etzem neshama kedaisha. To think how be'etzem, how this person is neshama kedaisha. Chelek alakam imal. And as we'll see in a few minutes in the note, that the Torah worded it in such a way that in many ways it's much harder to love the people who you're closest to. It's harder to love the people that Hashem sent into the world together with you, your family, friends that you have. It's, in many ways, it's harder. We'll see the note in a few minutes. When you're together with your friend, try to look with eyes of the neshama. Try to look with eyes of the ruach. It is not just being done like kafshus. Being done the kafshus, this is how done the kafshus, of course, moves to another level. Down the kavshus, you know, there's something that about this person that's annoying you, so you try to come up with some sort of a possible reason why he's behaving that way. Which usually, when you're really upset with a person, you automatically come to the conclusion that that's a very far-fetched explanation, and that he's really not such a good guy. And I know for many years he's done this 1,000 times, so I could say all these kind of excuses, it's not really true. That's why when you look in the Tzemach Tzedek in V'ahavta L'Racha Kamoicha, in the Mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael, there the Tzemach Tzedek explains that ultimately being done the Kaf Schus does not depend upon coming up with all kinds of excuses. That can only go so far, and especially when you know the person really, really well. When you know the person really well, if it is a close friend, or if it's a spouse, or it's a kid, so the excuses become totally ridiculous because you know that the excuses are just not true. You know that it's not true. You made up some kind of a whole hamtza'ah of, you know, that, oh, it's not really because of this, because of that. And so sometimes, you know, you'll see a person and you'll think, well, the person's acting very poorly. So you come up with an excuse that it must be that he had an argument with his wife that morning, right? But then what happens when you see your wife acting very poorly and you didn't have an argument with her that day? No. And you know that she often acts poorly. The same thing with a kid or with a friend. That there are certain inyanim that are chronic. There are things that are wrong. And all of the things from your manual on kafshus and hot just don't make any sense. So that's why being done the kafshus, the mitzvah of being done the kafshus emes, depends upon what we're learning now. It depends on what we're learning on ahavas Yisrael. That's what a person can learn hilchos lashon hara inside out, and you can be a big bucky and you can have the Chavetz Chaim's picture placed all over your walls. And you could, you know, have it on the screen on your phone, you know, the Chavetz Chaim. Unless a person is connected to this Metzias, unless you live in this world that we're talking about now, it's limited. All different kinds of things help, but they're like, you know, they're like the filters on the computer. That if it's a really bad day, it's not going to help. If you're really desperate, if you're really upset, if you're really angry, or you're really down, then it's not going to work. the person really has done something terrible, or whatever it might be, it's just not going to work. Because the pnimius of the mitzvah being done like Havsus, at the context in Chumash in which it was given to us, is V'hafta Racha Kamaycha, is what we're learning now. And if that's not there, and you don't have these Einei HaRuach to look at a person and to see beyond what's on the outside, so then you're gonna fall into that place of chalila of sinus Yisrael, into that place. Because the being done the kafshus can't work on its own, and that's why in the Sefer Chassidus, we see that the Inyan, there was never in the Chassidus Svarim, it's never an emphasis on coming up with all of these excuses for a person. But you find in a lot of the Svarim that they put out, all different kinds of explanations and excuses, because it's good, but at the end that's not what's going to keep you in the right place of Ahav Yisrael. Because over time, when it's a one-time thing, it's relatively easy. But when you're living with a person or there's somebody that's a close friend, and you know this person inside out for 30, 40, 50 years, and you know that he has these faults, and it's not because, you know, of this A, B, and C, it's just because that's who he is. That's his personality. So how does that help you with personality? Making excuses. So then you usually will shift into, well, because I know that his father was a miserable person. So that's how he turned out to be a miserable person. That's chaval to have to come to that. And then you get into the psychoanalyzing, kafshus. But that's not really what does it. The only thing that really works is what we're talking about now. And this is the truth. Kasher chaver nimsal yodi yistakel ve'eni rucha al pnim yuso al nishmoso ha-tahir v'ha-yikar. You don't have to find any excuses for that. That's the reality. It doesn't look like that on the outside. Oftentimes it doesn't look like that. But the Metzius is, Nishmosoi HaTahir V'Hayikar. V'yachshov, and to think, Chaveri Zer U'ben Shal HaMelech. To have these kinds of machshavas. Not that it must be that he had a bad day at work. Turns out he had a fantastic day at work. He made a lot of money. It's not because he had a bad day at work. Is chaveri zeh who ben shel hamelach chelak elokav mal who eiver me'ashchin hakadosh. It's a limb. This person is an eiver of the shchina. Anivahu echad mamish. Anivahu echad mamish. Ukechol shi yisraga lachshav machshavas keilu. And the more a person becomes used to having these kinds of thoughts and thinking this way. Kach yikonsu hadvarim lelibo, like everything else. The more you are mizbayna, the more you think this, the more you repeat these words, and you try to daven for this, it becomes part of you. It enters into your heart, it becomes part of you. Ritzarach lahachshiv alharach kol machshav v'chol hagosha. And you have to be machshiv every positive thought of this type, and every tiny little hagosha, feeling. Ki b'zeh yis'ala. Meza Hashem la'at la'at, oid v'od. Slowly, slowly, you begin to move over to that place of Ahavas Yisrael. Uch she'yasek b'za oid v'od, and you're Isaac in this, it becomes part of your life, and you work on this. You're just not living on, you're not living just on like an automatic. You work on this. Oid v'od, yiske la'agila madrega. Then there are two things that are happening. One is because of your avodah, you see yourself making tremendous progress. And in addition to that, you're having siyata d'shmaya. Hashem is very pleased with you that you're trying hard to be an Ohev Yisrael. So Hashem helps you. He answers your tefillos. He helps you. Yiskal agil madreshi yitin Hashem is baruch hasa kayach. And Hashem gives you more kayach. Shetamid kshe yistak lal yudi. That Hashem is baruch opens up your eyes and your heart that every time that you look at a Jew, you're able to see right away In the beginning, it's very hard, but when you work on it, you have siyata dishmaya, and eventually you begin to see the chelik apnim. You start to see the chelik apnim, that inner chelik, that truth of neshama achas. Es haneshama hayikaru shalai. Es haneshama hayikaru shalai. She chelik me'ashchina hakadosha. It's the chilek of the Shechina Kedosha. Mele Yargish Ahave La. Mele Yargish Ahave La. You'll feel a great love for the person. Let's start to look at some of the Ha'aras. Chaf. Nirbeine Avshem Mitzvahs Ahavas Yisrael Hilehav Kol Yehudi. Even though, of course, the mitzvah Ahavas Yisrael is to love every Jew. Mikomakom Lamaise Ikar Mitzvah Bepoil. But practically, the Ikar Mitzvah Bepoil in life, Sheyachas Yoyse Im Hachaveim Shu Chayitam. It's more with your roommate, you know, in yeshiva, or your family, the Chaveim that you're close to. That's really where the Ikra Avayit is. It's not particularly hard to be fond of people who are, you know, outside of your immediate circle. It's not hard to do that. The Ikra Mitzvah, the Ikra Avayit B'Poil, is when it comes to those who are close to you. That's where you're going to have the biggest Nisyanis. Val Yodam Yiskar Shel Kol Yisrael. And through this avoda with your friends, you're going to strengthen your kesher with all the other people outside of that circle of those who you know. Behind sheyidag lechaveiruv, that we should live in such a way where we're always thinking about those who are close to us. From there, it grows. It develops. But to begin with, by thinking about those who are close to us and worrying about them, going over in one's head. Thinking in one's head about your close chaverim. That when you say in the morning, don't just say it as a general thing. Think about Baruch and Moshe and Yaakov and Yisrael. Think about those people for a minute. Take one or two of them. Take one or two of them and ask inside of your head, what's going on with Baruch. The other day he looked a little bit unga blues and he looked sad, something was wrong. I know he was having some problems with one of his kids. Baruch Shalom, how's Baruch doing? Is there something I could do for Baruch? To have a machshava like that. You could tell right away the difference between a Rebbe who davens for his Talmidim and thinks about his Talmidim and a Rebbe who doesn't, who just teaches them. You could tell the difference right away. You can tell the difference in the students, in the kids, and you can tell the difference in the Rebbe right away. The second you walk into that classroom, you could feel whether or not this is a Rebbe who loves the kids, who's thinking about them, who davens for them. I have a daughter that she's a fantastic teacher, and she cries about it. She davens, she has a whole seder every day in avoda for her kids in the class, the different ones that are having problems, mamish. And you could feel that difference. And the kids feel it. She doesn't have to make a speech that you should know that I daven for you. She doesn't tell them that. They feel that the second that she walks into the room. They feel that this is a person who loves me. It's a person who davens for me, who's worried about me. It's a different classroom. It's a different house. It's a different shul. It's a different yeshiva. So everything is different. Everything is different. People think that the Iker is, you know, to love some Jew that I never met, of course, but that's an outgrowth. That really is an outgrowth of this Re'acha Kamoicha, of this Avodah of Re'acha Kamoicha. It's an outgrowth. Once a person enters into that way of thinking, that way of living, so then it grows. And it begins to move to other people. We learned this sugi a little bit, some of us, but together a few years ago in that beautiful Erev Shabbos, I think it was an Erev Shabbos in Rav Cook's house. Was it Erev Shabbos? Yeah, it was. It was Erev Shabbos in Rav Cook's house, so I spoke. There I gave a bit of a shir on some of Rav Cook's tires on this inyan, on the inyan of Shira Shir. And how from that love that one has for a wife, a husband, chasam kala, Shira Shir, where it opens up a person's heart to somebody else, when you're finally able to get outside of yourself and to love somebody else, that from there, the ahava grows. It develops. It can move and become bigger. A person b'teva is wrapped up very much in himself. So the baby begins at the beginning of his life. He loves himself, and he loves this lady because this lady makes him feel good. She gives him to eat. She changes his diaper. She sings him a song. He loves his mother. Why does he love his mother? Because in his mother he sees kamaicha. That this lady, he doesn't know anything about her. He's a baby, but he knows it. He knows that she's good for the Jews. She's good for this Jew. That's what it means. He doesn't know anything about her. Doesn't know her name. Doesn't understand the word that she's saying. It's a baby. One thing he knows is that when I'm crying, when I'm hurting, when something is bothering me, she has an eitzah. I don't know. She seems to care about me. She comes here and she handles with me a little bit, and I feel good. So I love her. I love my mother. What about the father? Every week or two, he comes and throws me up for a minute and drops me down on the bed, makes me lift. And then if something is really bothering me, then he walks away. But he's okay. Like he makes me laugh. He tickles me a little bit. You know? Seems to be a good guy. What does it mean he's a good guy? I mean, this is good for me. It's only about me. It's all about me. Why do you love your mother? Could be that everybody else in the world hates the lady. It's good for you. It begins with that kamaicha. But as you are able to move outward from self-love, where it's only those people who are servicing your needs, and you begin to feel, to recognize that kamocha is true of every single person, every single Jew that in your life, and even the ones that you don't know personally. But that can only come with this way of thinking, with this way to grow beyond that tiny little circle. There's some people that never grow beyond that. It's just, you know, that the immediate family, everybody else, no. So one should begin this avaida. Think about you. Shiyidag l'chaveyev, yashkiya b'ahavosa, and to invest in that ahava. Yiskaven shebe'etzem, and he writes a lidag l'chayisol, the kavan you could have is, be'etzem, the truth is, I really want to love all Jews. I want to be such a person. I want to be the Beditshva, the Chavetz Chaim. I want to be Rabarlo Belzer. I want to be Rabari Levine. I want to be such a person. I really want to love all Yisrael. Achamais is a l'shayach. Right now, it's l'shayach. I'm not such a person. It's l'shayach. I don't need doig l'chaveri, but it is shayach for me to ask myself, how's Baruch doing today? What's up with him? To think about him. V'hem etzli. Those people who are with me in life. K'may nitzigim shukal Yisrael, and I should think of them as ambassadors, as representatives of the rest of the Jewish people. The people that Hashem placed in my life, they are representatives of the rest of the Jewish people. They are ambassadors of Am Yisrael. They are representing the entire Jewish people. Each person is such a nitzig of the entire nation, Ubemis, b'zeh ikra ha-kayshi. And the truth is, this is something which is very, very hard. The hardest thing is is to love the person that you're living with. Ulahamlich oisayalav. Ulahamlich oisayalav. And to accept that malchus of who he is upon yourself. Not to cause that person any tzar or agmas nefesh. Obviously, mitzad sheni, you have to always remember that this avod is not only mitzad your chaverim, it's not just for your friends or for your family. Because if you only love your friends and family, that's not true Ahavas Yisrael. You can't get stuck just in that place. That's where you begin. And that's something you have to not just begin, but you have to constantly come back to that. But that's not where it ends. Because then it's not Ahavas Yisrael Amitis. Then it's not true Ahavas Yisrael. A little Dorig L'Chaveirav. It's just the reason that you're Dorig L'Chaveirav, it could be, is because Kirah came, Anshe Shlomo, because there, that's your Chaver. That's not because of Ahavas Yisrael, is because it's your chevra, which is true by any chevra in the world, not only by Jews, by any chevra, that you're part of your chevra. Remember, many years ago there was a Jew from a certain community. He belonged to a certain community, and there was an Indian that. There was a certain emergency, and myself and a few of my chaverim, we were speaking to different people. This goes back 45 years. We're trying to raise money to help somebody. It's an Indian. It was like an emergency with this family. And I was talking to this individual, somebody that he came to the shul sometimes. I asked if I could talk to him about something. I spoke to him. And he said that I'm not part of this community. He said I belong to another community. I just for convenience I sometimes come here to daven. And I remember feeling very, very disappointed and hurt by that. That I'm not part of your community. I'm talking about some terrible sorrow that this family has, and you're telling me that you're a Persian, you're a Syrian, you're a Galiciana, you're a Rabshitzer, what are you? It's not, I'm talking about this as a Jew. It's very easy to fall into that mistake. That as far as your chevra is concerned, so that could be, that has nothing to do with the Ahavas Yisrael, it's your chevra. You know, soldiers who are in the same battalion, they're friends, they're like friends for life, they take care of each other. That's not called the Ahavas Yisrael, because you fought together in the war. Or you played on the same team, or you were charuses, or you learned in the same yeshiva, or you davened in the same shul, or you have the same, you have the same rabbi. That's in the whole world you have that. That's chaverim. Chaverim is. That's beautiful, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not the cause. It's not the sheresh of Ahavas Yisrael. That this is part of my chevra, because when that is the sherish of your ahava, then it can be just your friends and family or those who are part of your chevra. And when it comes to other people outside of your chevra, it's not my community. Why does it affect me? How does that affect me? It doesn't affect me. It's not my community. It doesn't affect me. So you have to be careful. Then it could just end up being that it's not a Ahavas Yisrael, it's just a Ahava for Anshei Shalom, just a Ahavas Chaverim. Ahavas Chaverim, it's a very strong thing. Ahavas Chaverim. There's a difference between Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Chaverim. There's a difference. El Tzarech she'ahava tiyeh l'kol Yehudi ba'olam. The Ahava has to, of course, be for every Jew in the world. However, the Seder of Avoid, as I said before, from the time that we're babies, the Seder of Avoid begins and is built up from those who you're closest to. That's how that's to be used as a means, as a stepping stone to go beyond the chevra. It doesn't end with the chevra. Do you find yourself to be somebody who's unbelievably loyal and faithful to friends? When it comes to other people, you're very negative. When it comes to Jews who are outside of your chevra, when it comes to your chevra, you'll die for your chevra. You'll do anything for your chevra. That's great. When it comes to people who are outside of your chevra, you have generally a negative attitude, or oftentimes a very negative attitude. Then that which you have with your chevra is not Ahavas Yisrael. And it's no different than the Irishman and his friend. They drink together. So you don't drink together. You do other things. But that's not called Ahavas Yisrael. That's called chevra. It's called Ahavas Chaveirim. Chaveirim. Say that. But it's not Ahavas Yisrael. It's not Ahavas Yisrael. When it comes to other Jews, you're generally a negative person. You're often very, very negative. When it comes to your chevra, all for one for all for one. It's not a basketball team. It's like that. It doesn't mean that that's called Ahava. It's not Ahava. It's not Ahava, and certainly not called Ahavas Yisrael. Maybe it's a certain madrega of Dibu Chaveirim. But it's not Ahavas Yisrael. So through Ahavas Chaveirim Shuhumakir, Yuchalis Kasher Im Kol Yisrael. Through that, the person can develop his kashrus to all Jews. Chaf Aleph, Yemuchal, Yishtadlus Bainu Velerois, Bekol Echad Mechaveir Vakroivim, Maya Maile Muchedis Loi. Not only when the guy does something that annoys you, then you stop and you work on it. Oi, it's an emergency. Let me try to see this inyan of Shechin and the Shamachas. No, it's time to go over and to think of friends and to try to remember and to be mizbainin, to think about this person's milos. To think about his milos. Hamaylam yuchedesla. What's that nekud of chayin in the person? What is that maylam yuchedesla? What is it? What is it about that person? There's a certain maylam, there's a chayin. Shein nimtzei etzel achayim. As the Svarim say, that every person has a certain nekud of chayin. To think about it. L'chol Yehudi yesh shlichus miyuchedes ba'olam. Because every Jew has a particular shlichus, why he was sent into this world. Kol Yehudi is galus miyuchedes shamachus yisbarach ba'olam. Every Jew is a certain his galus of Hashem's malchus in this world. It's an aver of the king. Every single Jew. And every single Jew was sent for some unique and particular purpose into the world, and try to think what that is in this person that you know, what you see in that person, to try to see what it is, to understand, to remember it, to think about it, to be mizbainin in this. Try to see that. Try to think about it. B'chol ha-Yehudim sh'b'chol ha-Doros. And it's not only this particular person, every single Jew throughout all the generations, each person has a nekudas chen. Ain shum Yehudi shum Yutar. There's no Jew that came here by mistake. There's no Jew that's extra. There's no copy. It's an original. Every single Jew. Mikori. Original, with a certain tachlis, a certain shlichus, and try to see in that person's life, as far as you know him, how do you see this shlichus? How do you see this chayin? Which that person, by the way, usually doesn't see in himself, but you can. And you could help him to see it in himself as well. When you try to see that in another person. Because very often the person thinks poorly of himself. And he doesn't see that chayin in himself. He only sees his faults. He sees his own problems and faults. He sees his aveiros. He sees all of his chesroinos. And you could be somebody in his life that helps him to see that chayin that he has. That's really a parent. That's the most chashuv of a parent. The most chashuv of a friend, the most chashuv of a rabbi, to help that person see the chayin that he has, to help him understand his shlichus, to feel his shlichus in the world. What is it that's special? What is it that's unique? And when you talk to that person in that language of Ahava, and you try to help him with that nekuda that he has that he doesn't see in himself, it brings it out in him. Your mamish brings it out in him. As Reb Nachum says, even when you feel that towards the other person, it helps to bring it out in him. Even if you don't tell him. The fact that you feel that. That teacher that davens for the student and is thinking about the milus of the student, even if the next day he or she doesn't say that to the student, it already affects the student. It has an impact. In the world of neshamas, it already lifts that student up. Even though the teacher never said, by the way, you know, you have this unbelievable kayach and so on, which is good to say. But even if he didn't say it, that's the Nazamrud. Rabbi Nachman's explaining just the meaning of what it means, kafschus. So Rabbi Nachman's talking about kafschus. It doesn't mean making up ideas. Kafschus. And when you are in that parasha of Ahava and kafschus, so then the other person, even without you saying anything to him, that person is affected by that diyun lekafschus of Ahava that you have in your head, and you're thinking about that person. That day, it affects the other. It affects that person. It helps to bring that out in the person. And you have to believe that. That's in the world of neshamas. The same way that when you're thinking something positive about yourself, it affects you in many, many ways. So if you believe be'emes and be'emuna, that person is also an extension of yourself, then just by thinking about that person in a positive way, it helps that person. It helps. It almost changes that person. You may not see how. It might not be clear to you. But it does. 100% does. Uchshem is bainim b'ma'aloisav, and therefore when you think of the person's mindless, uchshem is bainim b'ma'aloisav, kol shekain kshem ashabchem ayisai alayim, certainly when you actually praise the person, mechazkim etzloi, as koyach ha'nekuda lokishim, here where you strengthen that nekuda, that koyach ha'lokiz, that nekuda lokiz that's inside of him. That's the true covet that your friend needs. Not that you amachabed him with some food or some glass of schnapps. The biggest kibud is to think about this person's milus and to talk to him about his milus. That's the biggest kibud. Zenikra himlachta chavercha alach. That's what it means. Himlachta chavercha alach. Lira says nakudas hamelach shabo. What does it mean, malchus, himlachta, to make your friend king over you? No, it means to try to see the nekuda of malchus. In what Indian life is this person a melech? What's the nekuda of malchus? Nekuda is hamelech shabai. Hanekuda shabai hu mashpi al kol Yisrael.